Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin and Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah here, Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin, is going to discuss a case where most of the people of Klal Yisrael are tahor, are pure, and therefore the Korban Pesach may not be brought in a state of tumah. Nevertheless, even in this situation, the Korban Pesach brought in a state of Tumah may sometimes be valid. This is because of the tzitz, the special gold plate worn by the Kohen Gadol, which has the ability, which has the power to make some pasul karbanos acceptable after the fact in a situation of bidyevet. The tzitz was a gold plate engraved with the words Kodesh LaHashem that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. And the Torah teaches us that the tzitz caused certain kinds of improperly brought karbanos to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. This means, in effect, that in certain situations, the influence of the tzitz causes karbanos that were brought in a state of tumah to actually be valid. The Mishnah is going to explain when the tzitz caused the Korban Pesach that was brought in a state of tumah to be valid. It says the Mishnah, Pesach shenizrak damo ve'achar kach noda shu tamei. If a Korban Pesach's blood was thrown on the Mizbech and it then became clear that the Korban was actually tamei, says the Mishnah, Hatzitz meratza, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol causes it to be accepted and to be valid. Therefore, as the Bartanura points out, the owner has fulfilled his obligation to bring the Korban Pesach with that particular Korban, even if it was in fact tamei. Continuing in the Mishnah, however, Nitma Haguf Ein Hatzitz Meratza. If after the Zrikas Adam, the blood was thrown, it became known that the owner of the Korban, his body had already been Tameh, the Tzitz does not cause the offering to become accepted, and it is invalid. The Tzitz can invalidate Karbanos that are themselves Tameh, but it cannot invalidate, it cannot allow an owner who is unfit to bring the Karban b'pnei amru. This is because the Chachamim said, Hanazir ve'oseh Pesach, when it comes to the Karbanos of a Nazir, or a person who is bringing a Korban Pesach, Hatzitz Meratza al Tumas Hadam, the Tzitz causes them to be accepted in a case when there is Tuma of the Karbanos' blood, V'eina Tzitz Meratza al Tumas Haguf, but the Tzitz does not cause them to be accepted in a case when there is Tuma of the owner himself. The Mishnah is now going to give us an exception to this rule, Nitzma Tumas Hatahom Hatzitz Meratza. However, if there's a situation after the Zrikas Hadam took place, after the blood was thrown on the Mizbeach, that it became known that the Baal, the owner of the Korban, had become tamim with a Tumah of what's called Tumas Tahum, Tumah of the depths, literally, but it's Tumah that results from some sort of a source that no one had known about before. The Tzitz, in that case, would cause the Korban to be accepted. In this case, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai teaches that the offering would be valid. Now, what does it exactly mean? It refers to as the Rambam discusses, it refers to any source of a Tumas Meis, anything that became Tumah due to a dead body that no person had previously known about and was therefore as concealed and unknown as if it were in the depths of the earth. For example, if some sort of a dead body was found under his home, that would be Tumas Tahom. And in that case only, if you become Tameh through that, then the Tzitz would be Marat. The Tzitz would validate the Korban that was brought. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Now, any Korban or part of a Korban that becomes Tameh must be burnt off of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah here in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, is going to discuss where a Korban Pesach that become Tameh is burnt. Says the Mishnah, Nitzma Shalim Arubo, if a whole Korban Pesach or most of a Korban Pesach became Tameh, Sorfenoso Lithnei Abira Me'atzei Ma'aracha, they burn it before the Bira, which again literally means palace. It refers to the Beis HaMikdash and the Makom HaMikdash, the Temple Mount, if you will, with the wood designated on the Makom HaMikdash. That since it likely became Tameh due to the owner's own negligence, he must burn it at the Beis HaMikdash, which is a public place, so that he will be embarrassed and will be more careful in the future. If, however, says the Mishnah, Nitzma Me'uto, if only a smaller part of the carbon became Tameh, which is not necessarily due to his pshia, which is not necessarily due to his negligence, v'hanoser. And similarly, in a case with his leftover meat from a carbon pesach that was eaten, which must be burnt, sorfenoto bechatrosein o al gagosein me'atze atman. The owners may burn these anywhere in Yerushalayim, in their courtyards or on their roofs, with their own wood. There's no need for them to be embarrassed. When a person burns the pesach at home, he may not use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, out of concern that if there is wood left over, he might use it for his own personal use, which would be usur. Finishing off the Mishnah, Hatzai Kanin Sorfenoso Lifnei Abira Bishvilei Hanos Me'atzei Ma'arach. However, the stingy people, they would burn even these before the Bira in order to benefit from the wood of the Beis HaMikdash and not have to use their own wood. As Tosfos Yontif points out, the Chacham allowed such people to use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash so that they do not refrain from burning the meats out of their stinginess in order for them to save wood and not have to use their own wood. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Discussed when the tzitz is meratza, when the tzitz was going to validate an invalid, an otherwise invalid karban, and the Mishnah taught us that in a situation where the person himself was tameh, so there we're not going to allow the tzitz to be meratza. The tzitz is not going to validate the karban. But in a situation where the karban itself is tameh, in that case the tzitz will be meratza. The tzitz will validate the karban. The exception to this rule is when it comes to tumas tahom, that if someone became tameh through a way that was an onus, it was out of his control, he had no idea, it was under his home that a body was discovered and so on, then in that case, the tzitz will be merati, the tzitz will validate your karban, even though you're tameh, but generally speaking, it's only going to validate the karban if it's tameh, but not if the owner himself is tameh. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches taught us that if the entirety of a carbon pesach or most of the carbon pesach became tameh, then you have to burn it out of embarrassment before the bira on the makom hamikdash, in the temple mount, with the wood designated from the makom hamikdash. So you were negligent. You got to be more careful. You should be embarrassed and never make such a mistake again. If, however, only a small part of it became tameh, that wasn't due to pshia, that wasn't due to negligence, then, and in a situation where a person has any leftover meat from a carbon pesach that was eaten, which also must be burnt there, you could burn it in your own home, in your courtyard, in your roof, from your own wood. You don't have to bring it to the makom hamikdash, to the temple mount, to the Beis HaMikdash, in order to burn it. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us, however, there were stingy people who said, you know what, I'm not going to burn, waste my own wood to burn it. Rather, I'm going to go to the makom hamikdash and use their wood, because again, they didn't want to use their own wood out of their own stinginess. Have a great day.